Public hearing is conditional use number 2313, John Ford.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a realty office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.57 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southeast side of Savannah Road, which is Route 9, approximately 0.16 mile northeast of West Coast Road, which is Route 12. The 911 address is 1528 Savannah Road, Lewis, and the tax parcel ID is District 335, Map 12, 0.06, parcel 49.00, submitted into the record. Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibits and photographs, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, we also have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, and I would note we've received zero comments. Thank you.
Okay, we thank you. Well, Ms. Pete, you're double header tonight.
Yes.
All right.
My last one this evening. Again, for the record, Mackenzie Pete, an attorney with the law firm of Behrman Dallas Broxton, Federico, and Cardea. I'm here on behalf of applicant John Ford. Mr. Ford is with me this evening. He is a real estate broker with RE/MAX Associates Delaware. The applicant submitted his conditional use application on September 8, 2021 to pursue a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to allow for a realty office to be located on the property. The subject property is 0.57 acres in size, more or less, and located at 1528 Savannah Road, Lewis, Delaware, further identified as tax map parcel number 335-12.06-49.00, and near the intersection of Savannah Road and Old Orchard Road, as well as what is commonly known as Five Points. So the property is actually the former location of the Henlopen Grange number 20. As some of you may know, and I actually didn't know this, the Grange is one of America's oldest farm family fraternal service organizations. And Mr. Ford purchased this property on June 11, 2021, as evidence in the deed included as Exhibit A. The current site has an existing building and adequate parking area located in the front of the property, and you'll see that on the survey included in the record. Properties adjacent to the site are located B1 and AR1, with parcels in the vicinity of the site located AR1, MR, and B1. As noted in the memorandum prepared by planning staff, since 2011 there have been 8 conditional uses within a 0.25 mile radius of this site, including uses for professional offices, hair studios, medical offices, and multi-family use. Our firm is actually even located right down the street. The applicant submitted a supplemental exhibit packet on August 1st, 2022. Exhibit A includes the applicant's application and DLDOT's response to its service level evaluation request. DLDOT's response states in part that it is anticipated there will be fewer than 50 trips to the site per day and that this development's traffic impact is considered to be diminutive. In preliminary discussions with DLDOT, it's anticipated that the entrance will remain as is. There's an existing entrance off of Savannah Road, and the applicant will obviously coordinate with DLDOT subject to the commission's decision on this conditional use request. Sussex County Engineering Department's utility planning and review is also included and confirms that the property is on sanitary county sewer. Exhibit B includes the property sheet and deed information confirming that Mr. Ford is the record owner of the property. Exhibit C includes a survey of the property that was prepared by Cairns and Associates, and that survey shows an existing building, existing entrance off Savannah Road, the ramp and stairway that exist into the as the main entrance into that existing building, and a large paved area on the front that will provide parking for staff and clients. Exhibit D is a copy of relevant sections of the zoning code. Exhibit E includes aerial maps showing existing conditions and surrounding uses just described, as well as the AR1 zoning district overlay and future land use overlay, confirming that this property is designated as a commercial area. Exhibit F includes an image of the frontage of the subject property and an exhibit as well an image of the adjacent property to the east where BB medical offices are located, and then also a property across the street where a chiropractor's office is located. And then finally, Exhibit G details the proposed conditions of approval. As stated, the future land use map indicates that the property is located in the commercial area, a designated growth area. Commercial areas include concentrations of retail and service uses located along arterial roads and highways, The property also happens to be in investment level one of the state strategies for state policies and spending map. In investment level one areas, state investments and policies should support and encourage a wide range of uses and densities, promote a variety of transportation options, foster efficient use of existing public and private investments, and enhance community identity and integrity. We believe that the proposed business is consistent with other uses in the commercial area designation and specifically in this area along Savannah Road. The proposed use is a commercial use that is permitted as a conditional use when the purposes of the zoning chapter are more fully met by issuing a conditional use permit. Section 115-171 of the code details the purposes of conditional use, and that purpose is to provide for certain uses which cannot be well adjusted to their environment and particular locations with full protection offered to surrounding properties by rigid application of the district regulations. These uses are generally of a public or semi-public character and are essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare. But because of the nature of the use, the importance of the relationship to the comprehensive plan, and the possible impact not only on neighboring properties but on a large section of the county, require the exercise of planning judgment on location and site plan. The use is of a public character and will provide needed realty services to present and future residents of Sussex County. The use is consistent with the surrounding uses on Savannah Road that appear more to be more consistent with really a B1 zone than an IR1 zone. The use is consistent with the future land use designation of commercial area. The use will operate entirely out of the existing structure. Sufficient parking will be provided on site in the existing paved area. The use is not anticipated to adversely affect neighboring properties that offer similar office type uses. As I stated, the property to the east is the location of BB Medical offices, and that building's entrance actually faces away from this building. So the back side of the building fronts our property, and there's a fence as well between the properties. And then the neighbor on the other side is actually Mr. Ford. He actually owns the property on the other side.
So I already gave him a conditional use for that to be a realty officer.
That expired, and he ended up purchasing this property. It's a much better site for this type of use with the paved area. And yes, you're correct, though. But that conditional use expired. And in closing, I'll draw the commission's attention to Exhibit G, proffering proposed conditions of approval for the applicant's requested use. Those conditions provide that the property shall be used for realty use, that the use will occur within the existing structure that will be renovated by the applicant. The hours of operation shall be between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday for realty staff, and the hours of operation shall be Monday through Sunday for all real estate agents. That the applicant intends to place a sign in compliance with the code requirements, that the final site plan shall designate all parking areas associated with this use on the final site plan, and that the final use shall be subject to review and approval of this commission. With that, I will end my presentation. I thank you for your consideration of the applicant's request for their conditional use.
All right, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Ms. Holly Stevenson.
The main thing is that I saw you took down the sign that the Grange had up there. Thank you, because that was really hard to see around if you were trying to pull out. So please don't put the new sign back where that one was. Yeah. Hey, that's it.
Mr. Hopkins.
No questions.
Okay. Ms. McGee?
I have none, thank you.
Okay, no questions. Mayors, okay. Staff?
None, thank you.
No one?
None for me. Thank you.
All right, you'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that was interested in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2313, John Ford? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2313? Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2313? All right, thank you. Commissioners, any further questions, comments?
Thank you.
All right then. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.